now to the grim reality of the migrant crisis that's unfolding on America's southern border. It's been captured in a photo that's being shared right around the world. It shows a father and his two-year-old daughter lying face down, drowned in the Rio Grande. Her arms are still wrapped around her father's neck. The father, Oscar Ramirez, had travelled from El Salvador with his family, hoping to claim asylum in the United States. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has more.
The photograph is absolutely searing, like the heat in which Oscar Ramirez and his daughter Valeria died. They are pictured face down in the muddy waters of the Rio Grande, just half a mile from the bridge that separates the US from Mexico in Brownsville, Texas. The arm of the 23-month-old child is draped around her father's neck, suggesting that she clung to him during their final moments. They came from El Salvador. According to Mexican reporters, were frustrated that they were unable to present their case for asylum to US border officials, and so instead, on Sunday, decided to try and swim across. The current proved too strong for them.
A lot of kids, especially very small kids, who are traveling to the US are traveling with relatives.
That's Clara Long of Human Rights Watch. Had Mr. Ramirez and his daughter managed to enter the US illegally, there is a high probability they would have been detained, then separated, as the result of a policy implemented by the Trump administration that has torn thousands of families apart. She recently visited one detention center in Clint, Texas, and told National Public Radio what she'd heard from children detained in shameful conditions there.
They said, you know, they were being held in overcrowded cells. Some kids didn't have beds. Some kids didn't have mattresses. They were getting the same, you know, bland and unhealthy food every day. They weren't allowed to bathe regularly or brush their teeth. Even young kids who really needed active care, like diaper changes, were being taken care of by older kids in the same cell.
The issue of those conditions and why they exist in America today is now hotly debated. The Trump administration says there are simply so many people pouring across the border that facilities are stretched to breaking point. And in interview after interview, the president has falsely maintained that he's not doing anything different than his predecessor Barack Obama. Here's one contentious exchange last weekend with Chuck Todd of NBC.
I know you think this is the Democrats' problem.
Well,
Why aren't you doing some of it? They are in terrible shape down there, Mr. President. Down in Homestead, Florida, that's where I grew up, the conditions are terrible.
I agree. And it's
been
that way for a long time.
Do something.
And President Obama built the cages. Remember when they said that I built them? And then it was 1914.
Do two wrongs make a right?
It was 2014. Chuck, just listen for 1 second. Separation. President Obama, I took over separation.
But while Barack Obama's immigration policies were themselves deeply controversial, activists often referred to him as the deporter in chief. What the president said there is simply not true. As his own press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders indicated from the White House podium last June, the separation of families was being implemented for the first time.
The separation of illegal alien families is the product of the same legal loopholes that Democrats refuse to close. And these laws are the same that have been on the books for over a decade. And the president is simply enforcing them.
So that answers the question of why kids have been separated from their parents, but not why they're being kept in disgraceful conditions. For that, you needed to be in a California courtroom a few days ago.
Good afternoon, Sarah Fabian with the Office of Immigration Litigation from the Department of Justice.
Government lawyer Sarah Fabian found herself being hauled over the coals by judges for arguing that the state has no legal requirement to provide blankets, bathing facilities, toothpaste, or even toothbrushes in order to keep children safe and sanitary.
You can't be safe and sanitary or safe as a human being if you can't sleep.
I think the concern there is, Your Honor, the court finding that sleep, for example, falls under is relevant to a finding of no safe and sanitary conditions is one thing, but the ultimate conclusion is that it was left to the agencies to determine.
It was relatively obvious, and it's at least obvious enough so that if you're putting to people's into a crowded room to sleep on a concrete floor with an aluminum foil blanket on top of them, that doesn't comply with the agreement.
A few hours ago, in a bid to answer President Trump's claim that they've done nothing to alleviate the problems at the border, Democrats in the House of Representatives passed a $4.5 billion humanitarian assistance package. Nancy Pelosi is their leader.
Our legislation is a vote against the cruel attitude toward children of this administration. This bill does not fund the administration's failed mass detention policy.
But that and a host of other conditions contained within the legislation means it stands no chance of passing the Senate and reaching the president's desk. So America this summer watches images of dead immigrants along the banks of the Rio Grande. He has government lawyers arguing that the state has no responsibility to care for those children already swept up in Donald Trump's net. And now awaits the arrival of a parade of Democratic Party presidential candidates, each of them seeking access to the detention centres where children, some just a few months old, are now political props in a shameful American drama. In Washington, for Morning Report, Simon Marks.